Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Cheers. Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
We'll just say not sober today.
All right, Dwayne. Are you drinking a men's room 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven?
I am, Miles.
Nice work, Dwayne. Sir. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. And so does the Fisher House. All right, Dwayne. You're Dwayne no more, by the way. Pick a new name. Will you be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
The last Elvis guy, I think he should have said Viva Las Vegas, but I'm going to go with Prince.
Okay. All right, Prince, here's the question. What is the more common name for hydrogen hydroxide? Hydrogen hydroxide.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can think of is hydrogen peroxide right now.
But it's hydroxide.
That does not...
Is it dihydroxide?
Hydroxide. What was your guess?
I don't know. I said hydrogen peroxide, but I don't think that's right.
It is not right.
Is it mustard gas?
Oh, God, no, it's water.
Oh. Isn't that dihydrogen monoxide?
Did you say monoxide?
Yeah.
No.
There's
hydrogen hydroxide. Hydra.
And hydroxide. But it's H2 like the and cookie. Dihydrogen.
Overthinking.
Hydrogen hydroxide. Mike's typing it in, that's all.
Like the cookie.
Yes. Can I get a hydroxide?
Yeah, fact check that, Mike.
I'm working on it.
Oh, listen to Dwayne. Yeah, fact check that, Mike. Mike. What you got? Hydrogen hydroxide.
Hang on.
It gets harder to say the more I say. Wow.
Yep.
Okay, out of the gate.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Okay. Hydrogen hydroxide.
I will stand corrected. Hydrogen hydroxide.
That's all it said. How about that, Dwayne?
Because there's two H's is what I went. There's
you
one
just
O,
got
two
your
H's.
Your fact checked. We checked you right in your fact. All right, Dwayne.
Yeah, you got me.
Here's a question. What is the name of Marty's band in the film Back to the Future? It's also a Hellraiser character.
Pretty much the only one you know.
Pinheads?
Aha, you got it.
Nice job, Dwayne.
They named their band after Pinheads.
So it was like Chuck Berry and the...
and the Pinheads.
Gave us Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Oh, wait, no, it was Marvin Berry that was in there.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hold up, bitch, old one.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Does that mean you're stoned, Matt?
What's that?
He's stoned.
No.
You giggled after you said that. All right, pick a new name, Matt. Is it going to be Elvis, Prince, Cher, or Pink?
I'd have to go with Pink because I can make up a whole bunch of stuff for that.
All right, that's it.
All right, Pink, here's your question. How many different marshmallow shapes are in Lucky Charms?
Ooh.
Damn, Mike.
Five. I'm going to say five.
I don't know if you're getting your bargain basement Lucky Charms. You know what, man? Both you and Matt Miles, I don't know what you're dealing with. You want at least eight different marshmallow shapes.
I think the cereal sucks. I'm not buying it.
It's not bad, man. Yeah, there are eight different shapes.
Eight.
I would accept seven or eight. There are hearts. Yeah. There are stars.
But some of them are stars slash horseshoes. So I would have said 7 or 8. So hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, moons, unicorns, rainbows, and balloons.
I'd almost rather eat grape nuts.
What?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Over Lucky Charms.
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me.
I hate those and the puffy corn ones.
The puffy corn ones are ridiculous. Yeah, they're the worst.
The pops, the absolute
they are the worst.
Yeah.
But grape nuts.
Gotta have grape nuts before I eat Lucky Charms.
Is no way.
Yes, I would.
You eat grape nuts when your doctor tells you that you have to. There's no one else that just eats grape nuts.
Frosted shredded wheat.
Miles, I will die on the hill with you that corn pops are better than Lucky Charms, but I will leave you abandoned for grape nuts.
No, I said corn nut pops are the worst.
No, they're not.
The ultimate worst.
They're great. You like those? I love corn pops.
I grew up on them.
Really?
Gotta have my pops.
Yeah, dude.
They're terrible. I agree with Miles on that. Disagree heartily about the grape nuts versus Lucky Charms. What?
Anyway.
What about Lucky Charms, Mike? You gotta like those.
I love Lucky Charms.
All right. We got that.
Damn.
I don't like Irish breakfast cereal.
That's what it is. Bangers and mash.
That is a lie. I've seen you have Jameson for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Point taken.
Well played.
Cereal is bad for you in general.
Yeah. Thank you. So I drink Jameson.
How do you think I got the name Pink?
That's right.
All right, Matt, speaking of cereal, how many different colors of Fruit Loops are there? How many different colors of Fruit Loops?
Bend over and I'll show you.
Six? Yeah.
What'd you guess?
Six.
Oh, wow. I thought there was 5 Fruit Loops.
No, man, he knows his Fruit Loops. All right. There is red. There is orange. There is yellow. There is green. There is blue. And there is purple.
And they all taste the same,
They
right?
taste exactly they the
all
same.
All the colors of the rainbow.
How do you spell fruits and Fruit Loops?
F-R-I-T.
That would be Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. O-O-T.
It is, in fact, F-R-O-O-T.
Now, that's not a bad sign.
Oh, fruit.
I can tell, I don't think they can
legally call them Fruit Loops. Like, well, I mean, there's no, like, fruit in them, man. But, you know.
Big dummy!
Thing is, you would never put a banana in Fruit Loops. You know, you used to cut up a banana in your cereal. It just doesn't make sense.
The banana would taste weird.
I know.
It would taste natural. Oh, goddammit, he just hung up. All right. Albino Matt.
All right.
Let's click on his ass and he went away.
Oh, nice all job.
We're playing against each other today.
All right, playing against each other.
Here we go.
Do we have to chime in or just yell it?
What's your name going to be, by the way?
Elvis.
Elvis?
Can we get a different song?
Yeah. I've changed mine up. I think I'm going to be Cher.
Do you believe in life after love?
Free hope.
Free hope.
Mike?
Free hope.
You to me. All right, thank you. So we're your contestants right now. It's just so you got all. I am Cher.
All right.
This is
Elvis.
This is Elvis, and that's Pink.
Yeah. All right. All right. All right, your question. What was Robert De Niro's nickname in the movie Ace? I immediately looked at Elvis.
Ace?
No, you mean...
Oh, God damn it, Goodfellas? I read it right.
Oh, God.
I'm going to guess Ace.
Hang on. Casino.
Yeah, I read it wrong.
That's also... Like,
nobody gets points on that.
No, you can't get points.
I knew the movie.
You did know the movie, but he gave you the character, and the character was the question.
Yeah. I'm supposed to say in the movie Casino. I said the movie Ace.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Screwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your question. Which of the 7 dwarves comes first?
Happy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Alphabetically.
Alphabetically?
Alphabetically.
Doc.
Incorrect.
Dopey.
I know what it is.
Incorrect.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I'm going to give
Bashful.
You one.
Damn it.
But Happy really does.
Do you believe in
Happy does.
Love.
I hope. Happy does really.
Grumpy.
Yeah. He goes for
grumpy. He just gets it done.
You know he does.
All right.
Because he's happy.
Caracas is the capital of what country?
Venezuela.
Wow.
Ding.
Good job, Pig.
Wow. Caracas. Right.
Caracas, Venezuela.
This is the speed round.
Yeah.
I'll let you smell your Caracas.
Mm.
All right. I'm in your city. Pull your pants off.
Smells like bleaches.
All right. Your question. What did Nazi Germany's regime replace Santa Claus with? Mm. It's a Norse god.
Ooh.
Oh, I like you guys right there.
Krampus?
You don't know. Krampus?
Incorrect.
A Norse god.
I have no idea.
Think about Thor.
Odin?
Odin, that is correct.
Two for my time.
Mike was pretending to not know that. I saw you look down at your tattoo. All right, your question. What is the more common name for the fruit Citrus paradisi? Citrus paradisi.
Orange. Lime.
Keep spinning.
I'll go lemon.
Now, the worst of the citrus fruits, the grapefruit.
Ah, I hate grapefruit.
Okay. You'll eat grape nuts, but not grapefruit.
No,
I would
absolutely.
Rather eat a grapefruit before I eat a bowl of
grapefruit. Grapefruit is not bad if you cover it in sugar, but that defeats
nothing's
the point.
Nothing's bad when you cover it in
exactly.
sugar.
Exactly. And grapefruit juice maybe is the worst juice of all time.
Well, no, it's a good alternative for a mimosa juice.
Really?
Yeah, grapefruit juice shines at breakfast.
Yeah.
And there's cocktails. You can you use it when you make a Bay Breeze.
Couldn't I use orange juice?
Well, you use both.
Oh, all right.
I like to see you stroll into a place.
What's in a Bay Breeze?
You took off your undershirt, just had on that, leave that open.
Yeah.
Like, sir, let me get a Bay Breeze.
Doesn't matter where I even walk into. I can just walk into Met like this. Let me get it. And you're telling me they're going to make me a Bay Breeze.
Isn't it just vodka, orange juice, and grapefruit?
I don't know.
Or there's a Madras, too. There's a couple different. You just.
When's the last time you had a Bay Breeze? I've never had a Bay Breeze in my life.
I wouldn't even know to order it.
I think I had one in Hyannis when I was out on the Cape.
Because, like, the first drinks you seem to learn are the ones that say, like, the buttery nipple, right? Sex on the beach, redheaded slut. But the Bay Breeze, never made it
there. I mean, there's some just simple ones that have fancy names, right? So I think I might be confusing. I think, cranberry in orange juice and vodka.
What's in a redheaded
Madras.
Slut?
Madras.
Okay.
Right. Madras, right?
That does sound fancy.
Redheaded slut's what? Jaeger, cranberry.
I was kidding.
It's true.
Oh.
You really know that.
Yeah. Dude, I worked at a college bar. It was popular.
That's fine.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.